Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Just how deep are the troubles at the Road Accident Fund? The short answer is that no one really knows. We can report that at least two processes are underway to try and find some answers. The first, according to Business Day this morning, is the decision by Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA, to issue a summons to former RAF CEO Collins Letsualo to appear before it. The controversial Collins has repeatedly ignored requests from the committee to testify voluntarily. Now they're playing hardball. SCOPA's chair, Songezo Zibi, says the information they're looking for is within Letsualo's personal knowledge and cannot be obtained by other means. The second process involves a decision by the new RAF board to revert to the South African standard of accounting and to work with National Treasury to measure the extent of its liabilities. In an exclusive interview with MoneyWeb over the weekend, RAF interim chair Kenneth Brown revealed that liabilities could increase by between 300 billion rand and 400 billion rand because of the decision. However, he denied the hidden liabilities of some 230 billion for about 80,000 legitimate claims that have not been registered on the RAF system because of the use of a new claim form. Brown confirmed that a case about the use of the form is pending with the Supreme Court of Appeal. The RAF adopted a different accounting standard in April 2021, which saw its liabilities drop from 327 billion to just 34 billion over the space of 2 years. The Auditor General issued a disclaimer about those financial results, which the RAF tried, unsuccessfully, to overturn in court. No doubt Collins Letsualo will be able to shed some light on all of this when he eventually appears before Parliament. Turning to the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both ended the week down 0.4%. London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up just over 0.25%, the Nasdaq up 0.6%. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a holiday. Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney down 0.2%. US dollar firmer at 1.15 to the euro, but the rand more or less unchanged. 17.32 to the dollar, 19.98 to the euro, 22.76 to sterling. Gold this morning back over 4,000, now 4,006. Platinum 1595. Bitcoin just over 108,300. Brent crude oil just over $65 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.